Welcome to the programme, John.
It's a pleasure to be here, Sue.
Can you tell us something about the marketing strategies your company uses?
Yes, of course. We don't really use TV or radio adverts because they're just too expensive. We sometimes place ads in newspapers or magazines we think our target customers buy.
What about specialist travel brochures, leaflets or tourism guides? Do you advertise in those?
Not really. You see, many of our target customers are DIY travellers, not package holiday tourists that book holidays through brochures or leaflets.
So does that mean you do a lot of online marketing?
Yes, we do. Probably our main marketing area is online.
Could you explain a little bit more about online marketing for our listeners, John?
Sure. We use a combination of low-cost e-marketing strategies. Social networking sites are great, especially if your target customers are young people like ours are.
And do you promote your holidays through search engines too?
Yes, we sometimes use banners to advertise on search engines, but not as often as we use social networking sites, because they are just not competitive, and they don't always reach the target customers.
I see. Do you have your own website too?
Yes, that's our best marketing tool because you can attract the kind of customer you want by the way you set up your website. Moreover, it's only possible to book online, and you can't book a package holiday unless you create it yourself.
This means you can book single products and services and then combine them any way you want.
Yes, that's right. Oh, and we have an online forum where our customers leave feedback about where they stay and things they do. That's fantastic word-of-mouth marketing.
I bet. So, John, if you could just tell our listeners where to find you online.
Sure. It's www.travelyoulike.com.